You know, it's possible that we can have stony places in our heart that hinder the seed or the word of God from taking root. I remember trying to plant a garden one time in South Mississippi. The dirt was so hard, I couldn't get through it. I used my dad's axe, swung back, hit that dirt, and it just bounced right off. My friends, sometimes that's the way it is for us. Someone's preaching the word, and it's just a bouncing right off our stony heart.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
It is great being with you here today on Truth and Fact, and we are in the book of Mark, chapter 4, and I'll begin to read with the third verse. Jesus said, "Listen, behold, a sower went out to sow. And it happened as he sowed that some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds of the air came and devoured it." I'd like to talk a little bit about a sower that went out to sow. We know that Jesus is speaking in a parable. A parable is a hidden truth that's told in a story. Those who were hungry to know spiritual truths would understand what Jesus was saying, but those that were dull of hearing or had no desire for spiritual truths would not understand and would just be a story to them. We know that Jesus said that a sower went out to sow, and some of the seed had fallen by the wayside. And the birds came and they devoured that seed. The birds just didn't eat it, but they devoured it. They ate every bit of that seed that had fallen to the ground. And my friend, the devil wants to devour the word of God or the seed that's been planted in our hearts. Secondly, we know that Jesus also said that some of the seed fell on stony places where they did not have much earth or soil. And the seed immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth, or we could say it was shallow ground. But when the sun was up, they were scorched because of the heat and they had no root, and they quickly withered away. My friend, can I say that the seed represents something? Well, what does it represent? It represents the word of God, and the ground has to do with the condition of the heart, or we can say the state of the heart. You see, there are those who are hungry for God and they receive the seed and it takes root and it begins to grow. Then we begin to see the fruit in that life that belongs to Jesus. We see the word of God working in that individual as they receive the word by faith. But then there are others whose hearts are like stony ground and they haven't prepared their hearts to receive the seed. The ground is hard, the soil is dry. They have no appetite for the spiritual things of God. They don't desire to hear the preaching of God's word. And can I say this? If you say that you're saved, I mean, you consider yourself a born again Christian, then you will have an appetite for the word of God. I can't imagine people that proclaim themselves to be born again children of God and yet have no desire to hear the preaching or the teaching of the word of God. No, they'd rather stay home and watch something on television than being in the house of worship and serving the Lord and hearing his word. No, my friend, there is a grave spiritual dilemma here. You see, my friend, when the seed is scattered or when it's preached, many times it's just bouncing off the hard hearts or the hard soil. There's no change in that person, and there's also no spiritual growth. You know, a farmer will spend a lot of time in the fields to prepare the soil. I mean, they are preparing that ground. They're turning it and turning it and turning it, adding fertilizer and other things to get it ready. Well, ready for what? Ready for the seed. In other words, they're getting it ready to plant so that the seed will take root and later produce fruit. See, that's what God desires to do in our lives. But it's possible to come and hear the word preached, yet the soil be unprepared. You know, some folks will leave a service changed by God's word, by God's presence, by God's power. The seed was planted, it took root, they leave with renewed love and passion for Christ. They leave strengthened and edified, but others will leave unchanged and unaffected. Why? Because it all has to do with the condition of the heart, the state of the heart. My friend, I want to ask you, is your heart prepared today?
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.